He's cute, ain't he? Only problem is he's got a little bit of Mississippi leg hound in him.
Hey, look, mister. We save hard drinks in here for men who want to get drunk fast, and we don't need any characters around to give the joint atmosphere. Is that clear?
Where do you think you're going?
Steve.
Nobody's leaving. Nobody's walking out on this fun old-fashioned family Christmas. No, no, we're all in this together.
Brush his clothes. Nope. Look, Joe. Now, look. I want a big one.
What are you, idiot?
Well, shut up. Cut it out.
Do you suck dicks?
Get me back. I don't care what happens to me. Get me back to my wife and kids.
You're listening to
John and Scott on AKC's
Total Talk Nonsense.
I fucked up on that, sort of.
Yeah, that wasn't a good throw, but I recovered bad.
We're back again here. Episode 33, part 1, AKC's Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
And I'm Scott.
And here we go again.
Here we go again, John.
Again.
And we got a lot of stuff. Ever. We got a lot of stuff to get to. A lot.
Yeah. We do.
So we have to be economical.
All right.
But before we get to that stuff, we did have two winners of the No Child Left Behind contest.
That's right.
TTN number one fan and Mark from Malta. And I did not forget about you. I've just been lazy, but I will be getting you something shortly. And you know what I was thinking, John?
Why not
just give them cash and they could do whatever they want with it? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like some sort of gift certificate?
Well, it is the Christmas
Yeah, I wanted to get it to them before Christmas.
Right.
So if I have to pick something out and then order it and get it and then ship it to them, I don't know if we can make that timeline. You see what I'm saying?
Well, you know, that was Jingle Bells by Reverend Horton Heat.
Nice.
I like it. It's good.
Also, huh? John, we do have a t-shirt slogan contest.
Slogans. Snoogans.
And we got to wrap that up. We got to get t-shirts, man. We have so many requests for t-shirts. It's unbelievable.
Hey, dude, I sent you,
graphics, yeah.
And you never picked
We'll
any.
Pick one tonight. We'll do that before I leave. We're going to pick one.
Which one do you think we should go with? And never got a response, ever.
Well, I wanted to be in the same room with you when we discussed it. I didn't want to respond via email.
Why?
It's very cold
Why?
And callous. Plus, it would give me an excuse to be in the same room with you. So that's what I wanted to do. So we can do that tonight before I leave, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear you, brother.
All right, John, well, let's jump right into comments because we got a lot of stuff to cover. A lot of stuff, John.
Why do you got to keep saying John? I think everybody knows I'm here.
Maybe they're first-time listeners and they want to know who's John, who's Scott, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, Scott.
John, producer, co-host, Scott, co-host. There you go.
Co-host, you are the host, man.
No way.
You're the host with the most.
John, stupid yet hilarious. Now I understand what you mean by keeping it real, real stupid. This is really stupid, but so damn funny. Your podcast is one of the best. Keep up the great work. That's by Daniela71. Looks like we got a new female fan, Johnny.
That's so sweet.
Awesome. Thought I'm more convinced that Scott is gay. Not that there's anything wrong with that. I like the show. That's from P. Tony. Okay, P. Tony, get your grammar right, okay? When you're going to insult me like that. I thought I would give Scott, the accent meister, the challenge of the Ali G accent, British Scally style, just because I'm sick of his Cockney failure. That's from Pink Converse Trainers. And, I do have Ali G on DVD, John, but I'll need to practice my Ali G before,
Ali G? Who's Ali
before
G?
I attempt it.
Who's that?
I don't know. He's some guy. He does a show on HBO.
Oh.
He used to.
L.E.G.
I have listened long, but Scott, you should definitely check out some Talib Kweli. I hope I'm pronouncing these right. Mos Def, who I just saw in Hitchhiker's Guide to the Internet, John.
Internet? What?
Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, right. What did I say?
Hitchhiker's Guide to the Internet.
Internet.
You monkey.
The Roots, God. Common, Kanye West or any other Northeastern hip hop if you seek to reach enlightenment. You guys rock. Keep it up. Fuck the chimp. And nice. That's from Chuck 0682. And Chuck 0682 is responding to my call for wanting to know the shit from the Shinola when it comes to rap.
What's your name, scumbag?
So, Chuck, thanks for giving me the head start there. I'm going to skip these other two comments until we get to the forum because they are related to the forum. Next one, good podcast. These guys are funny and full of shit. I love it. Joe McCraw. Absolutely fucking awesome. You guys truly rock. I totally believe this is the best podcast. Awesome production work. Hey, there you go, John.
You idiot.
Awesome production work.
Thank you.
You idiot.
And great laughs. Bitch. Keep it up, Erica. Hey, guys, you both are fucking just hilarious. Keep up the great work submitted by BJM. Awesome. These dudes know how to diss the Bushman. Fucking awesome production work. Overall best submitted by R. Schneider.
Thank you.
And then the funny stuff. This is funny. As a Republican, it is hard for me to appreciate funny anymore. What with all the corruption, nepotism, and torture, I have had to find new ways to apply it. It is hard to look beyond Bill, Father, Sunshine, O'Reilly for a good belly laugh. P.S. I have some friends who can help you get where you want to go with respect to anything to do with voting. Yours in Democracy, PJ, submitted by Pat Joe.
Fuck you.
Well, no doubt, Pat Joe. Help us out any help us out any way you can, because if John and Scott make it into the top 10 overall in Podcast Alley, we will never ask our fans to vote again.
He's joking, kind of. He's making fun of, you know, how the Repubs
they can fix it.
They can twist people's arms.
Right.
They can fix it.
All right, then we got these
exaggerations.
I guess they would be the first negative comments we've gotten, John.
From where?
This is from the RBPC forum, and that's the really bad podcast for all you fans who are not into RBPC. Well, Lerv hates you guys,
Lervey.
I guess a lot of their fans are your fans, too.
Glenn Lervey.
I don't think you gave them a negative review, but it might be a good move to clear it up before it gets crazy like the shit when the truth, with the truth and RBPC, I still like your show, Jim. All right, Jim, thanks. You know, so I read that, and I'm like, well, what the hell's going on with RBPC, right? And then there's this other comment. You are shitheads. Talking shit about RBPC was a bad move. You lost my vote. Jay and Jay are now dead assholes to me.
Jay and Jay?
Who's Jay and Jay?
I don't know. Must be another show.
I wonder if he's got the right comment section then. Jay and Jay.
Yeah, maybe he's got the wrong podcast.
Could be he has the wrong podcast. Well, that was submitted by Doobie Me. Now, Doobie Me, isn't that some like reference to...
To the pot?
Oh, I thought it was getting like something stuck up your sphincter. For pleasure, you know, like in a homosexual way.
I don't know,
but you're saying
I never
it's
heard
pot.
Of that, but yeah,
hey man,
I guess.
Do be me, man. Do be me. Right, do be me. No doubt. All right, so John, I saw those comments. I'm like, what the hell is going on?
Hey, dude, I lost the fuck face.
Who's this Lerv guy? Lervy, Lerver, Lervra,
Lavra,
Lavra.
It's like Favre,
like Favre.
But it's Larv.
All right, so I went to our forum first, and Jay-Z Humbert already had a post out there. And it says that it seems Scott really put a cactus up this guy's sphincter on the RBP Show's forum. So then he gives a link to RBP Show's forum. Lervra. You need to chill out. I don't think TTN said anything negative about the RBPC show. They actually complimented the production value and, to paraphrase, the amazing things that RBPC does with audio. Also, ease up on the hormone therapy. I've heard that pre-op transsexuals need to reduce their overall stress levels right before they get their balls cut off. Before you make such a serious and important decision, maybe you should read this link. And then he provides another link about castration. One more thing. If you don't like it, then don't listen. How hard is that, you cocksucker? John and Scott and Phil, great show. Part 3 is always my favorite, the Jizzman.
Fucking cock-ass! Cocksucker!
Shut up!
Shut up!
All right, John, the story doesn't end there. Okay?
No. What happens?
Well, now I have to jump over the RBPC form, right? So I jump over there. And what this is all about is last podcast, episode 32, part 1, I talked about the RBPC show.
You don't give a shit!
I didn't give it a negative review, and I guess, according to Lerv, I didn't give it a very positive review because he got all bent out of shape. So I go over to their forum.
Maybe it's because of what I said.
What did you say?
You said, I was listening to the really bad podcast, and
right?
I said, is it really bad? And
yeah.
That was probably the only thing negative that was said.
Maybe.
I listened back to it. That's it.
Well, then on their forum, it says, let's see what happens, AKC Total Talk Nonsense. Number 32, AKC Total Talk Nonsense, Part 1. They talked about RBPC, but they didn't really say anything positive, except that the audio was cool. Do they really think they have a better show than RBPC? Is that what Pez can't say, don't vote for RBC, but still kick their fucking asses? Shit. All you do is read forum posts all show. What the fuck? Hell. I'm going to listen to their next show, but if they bash RBPC, they are fucking gone from my iPod.
Put two of them up your ass.
Do not vote for them. Let's all wait to see what the fuck is up.
What's funny?
Sorry, Arrow Wolf, I know that you're a big supporter of TTN, but I just listen to them to pass the time.
What the fuck?
They're nothing more than that. All right, so I read this post, and I'm like, what the F is this Lerv guy? And if he's just listening to us to pass the time,
yeah,
why not start devising a way to escape the mental institution you're in, okay?
Recycled.
How about using your time in a quality
stuff.
Way? So my initial take on Lerv is I was upset with this guy. We didn't say anything negative, right?
Yeah.
So then Lerv has another post. After thinking about it, I think we should all go and leave comments in their comment section of Podcast Alley and tell them we're not voting for them again because of this half-ass, piss-poor review. Fuck!
What is Lerv, 7?
No, he's not, because the next thing he says is, I have to go to work. So he's got a job. That's impressive.
Oh, yeah.
Or maybe, who knows? Maybe it's I have to go to work on my own genitalia with my right hand. Who knows what he's saying? So I'll do it later. The RBPC fans are not to be fucked with. And then he comes back and edits, and he said, someone else already did. Now that's funny. All right. So now I'm the second post by Lerv. Lerv and I have something in common. Because that now that's funny. I say that all the time. Now that's funny.
Manual.
So then Pez wrote. Now, Pez is the MC of the RBP show.
Right.
Going to get in trouble because I couldn't say it right? RBPC show. He's the MC.
Really bad podcast.
And he said, hey, man, I just heard it, and I didn't think there was anything wrong with it. Let's all just calm down a bit. Lerv, you need to relax, but thanks for looking out for us. And then Halo gets involved. Oh, I really wanted to cause some trouble with Lerv, but I can't say. I thought it was dope that they talked about RBPC. I like TTN, too, so they made it. Even better. Sorry, Lerv, old boy. Someone needs to put you in a cage. And then Lerv responds, Cage, you are all pussies. You are lucky to have the Lerv.
But I hope you leave enough room for my fist because I'm going to ram it into your stomach.
All right, so Lerv obviously was upset about this.
Yeah.
And
really?
Yeah.
A little?
I think so. But I kind of like the Lerv. You know, I read the first post by the Lerv, and I didn't like it. But then as I read more posts, and especially his last one,
yeah,
you're all pussies and you're lucky to have the Lerv. I like that, man.
He's standing his ground.
And you know what it reminds me of, John?
He's got balls.
We were, I don't know if you still are, but we were big Chicago Bulls fans in the Jordan days.
Right.
Jordan.
Big and, Jordan.
You know, before they won their 6 championships, they had to
balls.
Play Detroit.
Yeah.
And they couldn't. Beat Detroit.
Right.
For 2 years in a row, they lost to Detroit. Detroit went on to win the NBA championship.
Like the Bears couldn't beat the Steelers today.
Right. So Detroit had this guy on their team, Dennis Rodman.
Right.
And I hated this fucking guy, Dennis Rodman. Just didn't like him at all. Thought he was a cheap player. Thought he shouldn't even be in the NBA. But then what happened, John? Dennis Rodman moved over to the Bulls.
Right.
In 95 or something. And the Bulls put the greatest team ever together. And then I could appreciate Dennis Rodman after that. Well, hey, he's on my team now. You know what I'm saying? This guy that I couldn't stand before. Now he's on my team. Right. Now I can appreciate it.
Right, right.
And then he left and he went to other teams. But I always followed Rodman to whatever team he went to. I rooted for them because I liked Rodman and I like what he brought to the team. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it wasn't always play by the rules. It wasn't that. But the guy was a winner. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Now, I don't know if Lerv's a winner or not. Who knows? But Lerv reminds me of Rodman.
Yeah.
Like, hey, he's on RBPC's team.
Cock push-ups?
But I can respect what he's doing because of my experience with Dennis Rodman.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay. That's way too profound for me.
All right, so we did bring in some clips from RBPC because when I did, it was kind of a pseudo-review.
Cock push-ups.
I just...
we love the Lerv.
Sorry.
I talked about... one guy on there that's really funny to me because he sounds mental, but he speaks in like gangsta.
Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott.
So I brought two clips in. One is about the guy who sounds like a retard that talks gangsta. And I still haven't listened long enough to figure out who everybody is. Except Pez. I know who Pez is. He's the MC.
I don't know which one it is. Man.
All right, so just
you got them all.
Before you go ahead, you got to play RBPC01. Right?
Okay.
But before you do that, what it is they handed an email to one of the guys to read. So he reads it. And then the retard guy comes on and he starts cutting the other guy down who read the email. So go ahead and play RBPC.
All right. Okay, let's go. But leave the niggas and alone bitches. What? Damn, man.
Hey,
the
fans
you know
are
I mean?
This. The fans are that's
damn
that's good for you though.
All these racist motherfuckers around here nowadays.
Get
shit.
Get come on, you want to get?
Oh, come on, man. You guys can't be putting niggas down. Oh, fuck.
So I put your mama down. You want?
What? I'm gonna what? The fuck is this?
Homie,
Kunta Kinte.
Kunta Kinte.
What the fuck? Yo, man. Shit.
Go ahead.
Ain't no Kunta Kinte motherfucker. Shit.
It's
your mother. Fucking ass on the bright side, the Mexican Antonio Bandana idiot are all routine of Speedy who looks Mexican from the drawing.
Okay, here comes the mental guy.
Bitches, damn, that guy is fucking racist, dude.
I got a question for you, Rashid. What the fuck is Mexican?
No, fuck.
What the fuck is Mexican?
You know what I mean? Fucking Mexican, fucking
Mexican.
You know what I mean? Fuck.
Come on now.
It's my fucking speech, you know what I mean? Shit,
that's the way you speak? Mexican? What the fuck is Mexican?
Can you say that right or what? Fuck.
No, Matthew, say Mexican. Please, tell me one time, say Mexican.
Oh, come on, man.
Say Mexican.
Fuck it, oh, man, shit. Mexican? Fuck.
All right, so, and I think I said this the first time, it's just these guys, they sit in a room and they cut each other down. Now, the more I listen to that retarded guy, I think he's Asian.
Yeah.
I heard a little bit of Asian at the end of that.
He's the guy from Idol, American Idol.
Oh, is he? Oh, that guy. So.
She bang.
Oh, and by the way, I did correspond with the Pez man. And I asked his permission to play these clips.
Yeah.
But now this next clip.
I thought their show was funny. I listened to it. I was a little jealous because I think their production's better than mine.
Well, the one thing I said last podcast was this guy, Pez. Well, I didn't know he was Pez at the time. I just said the MC. But Pez does some amazing things with the audio. And here's a clip of live remote by the Pez man. For RBPC. So if you go ahead and play the second clip, we'll hear some of those amazing production things that we were talking
all
about.
All right, here we go.
Hey, what's up, everybody? My name is Pez, and as some of you know, I host a show called The Really Bad Podcast Show. Right on. Thanks. I just want to thank the bar and lounge for letting us come here and record live today.
That fucking hurt, man.
A lot of people emailed me saying, you know, they love this show. It's really funny and whatnot. But you know, our show got no content.
Paint it black,
so I'm just here to record live, and hopefully something good will come out of it, and I'll get some content, and if it's good, then it goes on the podcast. So you guys got to laugh, okay? If you don't laugh, then I'm fucked. All right.
But just that small sample of it. He bleeped out. He bleeped out the bar's name.
Oh,
because they didn't want to give up the bar's name. But the audience and the audience participation and the clinking of the glasses and I mean, there's attention to detail there.
Yeah, totally.
I mean, that's some nice stuff.
Yeah.
So
paint it black, you devil. That's your line, man.
Oh, no doubt.
You said it at the Spasmatics the other night.
He stole that from me. But one last thing about RBPC. Last podcast, I said I may or may not subscribe. I'll definitely listen again, but I don't know if I'll subscribe. But because Pez and I corresponded, and now he's like a podcasting brother to me, I will subscribe. And I will listen to RBPC with anticipation. But to Lerv, chill out, man. And to Doobie Me, go fuck yourself, okay? You cocksucker. You don't like it, don't fucking listen.
You fucking bitch!
Yeah.
You said it yourself.
No problemo.
I'm just doing my job.
You idiot!
You psychopathic bitch.
And just a couple of other forum observations on our forum. We have a top 10 doable forum that somebody started. And Spike... our very own Spike from Spike and Rachel entered his top 10. And I have to say that Spike's top 10 and my top 10 have the most in common. Have the most in common. So Spike and I are like soul brothers, man.
Nice.
Soul brothers.
Well, what is it?
But what is what?
You were going to read them.
I was, but we're not going to do that till next week.
No, you said this
because
week.
I inexplicably deleted mine.
Oh,
do you
Jesus
have, do you have yours?
No.
Oh, well, there you go.
I didn't know I was supposed to have
one. You and I are going to do our top 10 doables next week. And here, I'm going to lay some ground rules, too. This is top 10 doables of all time. Because old Badger Man put his in there.
They could be dead.
Some of them are dead. And some of them are on my list are dead. But I'm going to give you the time and place that they were the top 10 doables of all time. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now, interestingly, on Spike's top 10, Rachel was nowhere to be found.
But I hope you leave enough room for my fist because I'm going to ram it into your stomach and break your goddamn spine!
I couldn't find that before. Damn it! I suck.
No way, man. You're one of the best producers out there in the world wide web.
I am the hero.
That's right. So what do you got?
Me?
Yeah. Well, was I supposed to read some?
No. If you want, you know, we can give, let's see, we're going to, when do you want to talk about Duffy's and the Spasmatics? And we got some science, we got some W, I got some miscellaneous.
Well, let's talk about the Spasmatics.
All right, man, go ahead.
Then okay. Wednesday night, right?
That was right, Wednesday night.
Yeah, Wednesday night. Well, we got this guy that, they're cousins, and they have a studio a couple doors down from us where we practice. And one of the guys is a bass player in a band called the Spasmatics. He's also in a band called the Aphrodisiacs. And the Aphrodisiacs are a 70s cover band that wear big giant afros and do dance moves, and they got horns and all this stuff. The Spasmatics are similar, but they do like 80s new wave cover tunes, and they dress up like nerds.
Revenge of the Nerds.
Yeah, totally. Black glass rim glasses with the tape on it.
And suspenders.
Neck brace. Floods.
Pocket protector.
Yeah, you name it. Greasy hair. Jogging outfits with the headbands and shit. And they're really good. Except when we got there, there was, first of all, we couldn't find parking. I couldn't anyway. I dropped
Scott
and Rick off.
The place we went that they play, and they're playing every Wednesday night until the end of the year, as far as we know, at this place called Duffy's, which is in Lincoln Park. And Duffy's has been around forever. I mean, I was going to Duffy's 20 years ago. They had 25-cent
I have never been to Duffy's.
For on Wednesday night. So when Wednesday night is a big Duffy's night in Lincoln Park. But yeah, when we first, you know, when we first pulled up and we saw Duffy's, and then the realization of, okay, well, now we have to park the car, I was like, oh, shit.
Right.
Because parking in Lincoln Park is nearly impossible.
It's impossible.
So, John, you drove around for, what, 15 or 20?
Yeah.
But you blew it, man. There was like a handicap space that wasn't handicapped. That was right in front of Duffy's.
Well, you guys are supposed to, you know, my shotgun driver, rider didn't point it out.
Well, you
like
were the one who
second.
Noticed it. Or
no,
did Rick point it out to
Rick
you?
No, Rick pointed it out.
Okay, so Rick pointed it out. You drove by, and then you're like, yeah, I'll just go around the block. I'll get it. Yeah, right. So we went around the block, and it was taken. So we went around the block like 8 more times. And then John decided to let Rick and I out.
Right.
At the front door. So we went in, and John, you were gone for another 25 minutes.
Right.
Trying to find a parking spot.
At least 25 minutes. Yeah, driving around, finally parked, after talking to somebody else who was there already, parked into a hospital parking lot.
Hospital parking lot, which is pretty much right across the street.
Right.
So Rick and I go in, we walk into Duffy's, and the immediate thing that I notice, I haven't been there in 20 years. We walk in and all the women are really good looking.
Yeah.
And how often do you see that? Not only that, they all are well endowed in the...
stacked.
They're stacked. What's going on with the youth of today, John?
I don't know. They're stacked to the max.
Rick and I get a table like right in front of the band, which they were set up, but
isn't a good idea.
They weren't playing yet. But a Budweiser chick came over, and she gave us free Buds.
Right.
And we ordered beer, and then we're like, oh, we forgot to get something for John. But it didn't matter, because you showed up a half an hour later.
Right.
But we did run into Jason and...
Ryan. Ryan and Jason.
And Jason you work with. And Ryan, ironically, is Rick's cousin.
Fuck me.
And Jason and Ryan hang out.
Yeah. That's right. And what was weird is when he started working where I work, he came to see us play at a show and had no idea I played drums in the band. And then he said, oh, my God, you play drums in the band? Yeah. He said, I've seen you guys 5 times. I didn't even recognize you because of work. You know, I'm not as dressed down as I normally am.
When you play drums.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, you got the slacks going on.
Yeah,
With the button T-shirt. Not T-shirt.
The button T-shirt.
The button dress
shirt.
Yeah,
with the big mustard stain.
Right. Big Chipotle stain.
We checked that out, man, and I thought they were pretty good.
Well, the thing about the Spasmatics, which I didn't know, is there's a Spasmatics in every big city.
Right.
It's almost like a Broadway production. So what had happened...
Like Stomp or something.
...was the guy who invited us, Steve, for some reason couldn't make it at the last minute. So they had to blow a call into the bass player from the Cleveland, Ohio version of the Spasmatics to fly in just for this gig.
Yeah.
So we talked to him before they went up and played, and he was saying, yeah, I've never met these guys, but we all do the same show.
Sorta.
So... They did the set list. They drew it up. They wrote it up really quickly, and everybody had the set list. And the drummer is the guy in charge of playing the backing track. So there's bass, drums, and guitar, and vocals, but there's no keyboard. So the drummer has all the keyboard and synthesizer backing tracks for these songs that they do.
Right.
And I was completely blown away by the Spasmatics.
They were very spastic.
And it was, they had this whole show thing going on.
And a shtick.
I thought the lead singer was great. The lead singer was, 5'10", 5'8"?
Yeah.
Real thin guy. He had the nerd component, the nerd look. When he sung his songs, he had the voice to sing, but he would banter with the crowd, especially the women. and he would be cutting the women down and talking like a nerd, and it was the funniest goddamn thing I've ever seen. And what was the funniest thing is they play music that everybody in the bar can get into, and they everybody in the bar, well, like all the women, go up and they start dancing. But the lead singer starts cutting them down and insulting them,
right,
and the dance floor evaporates.
Right.
They don't want anything to do with this guy, and that's what's the funniest part.
It's pretty funny.
So they're all dancing off on the side because they don't want to get up in front of this guy because he's so obnoxious, which is funny.
Yeah.
And they played really well, and we talked to the lead singer after the first set. And he said, dude, man, you guys got to come back next Wednesday.
When we have the real band.
When we have the real bass player. And I think they had a substitute drummer as well.
Yeah, they did.
So he's like, you got to come back next Wednesday to see the real band. And I was blown away by this put-together band.
Yeah.
So
they
I don't
were
know.
Good.
I don't know if I can get out of the house again. But I think if we did go again Wednesday and didn't practice on Thursday, I think I could swing that. But
they do it all, though, man.
We'll have
they
to ask rocking. Rick if he if he's interested, because I would be interested to see the original band. But we'd have to make sure that Steve's going to make it this week, because I don't want to go again and have a substitute bass player. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, you know, Rick wants to try out to be
a sub guitar player.
Yeah,
right.
And singer.
Oh, no doubt.
And he wants me to try out to be the drummer. Sub drummer.
Oh, but you guys don't want me to try out. Okay, that's great.
No, you said you wouldn't be a good nerd.
Well, I
you're
could
too tall.
I think I could do the singing part, you know, but I'm just too tall and too big.
Yeah.
I don't know if I could make that work, because nerds are generally small and skinny.
Right.
And I'm not. I'm all man, John. I've got very broad
I'm
shoulders.
To play some backing tracks.
And
to
I'm
your...
chiseled.
Yeah, you are.
I'm cut.
You look like a box.
I look like Brian Urlacher.
Yeah, right.
Well, actually, no, I look like Moby with about 200 extra pounds. That's what I look like. So maybe, because Moby's kind of nerdish. You know,
yeah.
If I starve myself, maybe I can pull this off.
No, I think you could pull it off anyway. Kind of the retarded nerd.
Possibly. But if anybody in our audience has an opportunity to see the Spasmatics in any city that you go to, I recommend it highly.
Yeah, they're in Cleveland, Ohio. They're in
Vegas.
Vegas.
Chicago.
Austin, Texas. Chicago.
Chi-town. I don't know if the show would be as good. Well, for me, the thing that made the show was the lead singer and his insult of the audience. I mean, I thought that was great. Like, it was Revenge of the Nerds.
Yeah, totally.
He was getting back at all these chicks who turned him down, you know? Oh, and then when we were talking to him after the first set, I said, hey, man, so do you guys really get laid and stuff doing this? He's like, oh, dude, man, there's so much pussy. It's unbelievable. But right now, I'm living with some chick, so I can't. But when I was single, oh, my God, it's unbelievable.
Pussy. Yeah, it was kind of cool. It was awesome. But we left early, man. We didn't get to see the second set because they took forever.
Yeah, they did take a long time. Well, because they had to mingle with the crowd, man.
Right.
Get some phone numbers. And you know what the other great thing about that was is there's no cover charge. I mean, that's a top-notch act that you just saw,
yeah.
The Spasmatics. But you didn't have to pay cover to see it.
And Jason asked him how much for them to play at his wedding.
And what was that?
Five G's.
How much is a DJ these days?
I don't know.
I'd much rather have the Spasmatics and some stupid-ass DJ playing the chicken dance.
Oh, no doubt.
For the 800th time.
No doubt.
No doubt.
No doubt, man.
You fucking bitch!
Yeah, I can't find my fuck face.
We thoroughly recommend the Spasmatics. And, hey, in the future,
fuck
Rick
face.
May be one of the substitute guitar players for the Spasmatics.
Yeah.
And John may be a substitute drummer. You think he can handle the pushing of the mini disc and playing the drums at the same time?
I think.
Well, you have some experience now, you know, with the production that you're doing now for this show.
Yeah, right.
You know
right.
what I'm saying?
Right.
Right.
No doubt.
No doubt,
no doubt.
About it. Oh,
So, did you want to play any of these other clips?
Mm-mm.
No? No. Another section? No. Somewhere else?
Mm-mm.
No?
No.
Nothing?
No.
All right. Chicken Fried Radio?
Nah.
Review?
No.
Cunningham?
No.
Okay.
Cunningham, maybe.
When?
I don't know.
When?
What do you got, man? So what do you got?
What do I got? I wasn't prepared for anything this early. You usually run the first half.
Well, I can. I got some science news. I can get through that pretty quickly. You know, I like the science.
Well, you know, since I played Jingle Bells,
yeah,
I ran into this story on the internets.
The internet.
Yeah.
Right.
Blindfolded Santa hanging from noose at home upsets neighborhood. A large blindfolded Santa, Jesus Christ, I'm not even drinking. A large blindfolded Santa hanging from a noose from a high tree in a man's yard has angered homeowners in a Florida neighborhood, according to local news channel 6. The Santa doll, which neighborhood children can easily see, was put up by homeowner Ron Stroya at his home located, and they give the actual address. That's real nice. It's just wrong. I mean, who would want their children to see this? And it reminds adults of lynching, neighbor Estelle Farnsworth said. It's just nasty. There is no spirit of Christmas in this. The Santa also has his hands and legs bound by some type of wire.
Why do people get their panties in a bunch over this stuff,
know,
John?
But there's a picture of it, and he's like blindfolded with black tape. And now the kids are sad with that, you know, because they say it's not fair with Santa, neighbor Tariana Glacian said. Santa should be around bringing their gifts, looking for the gifts, and not hanging on a tree. They're just kind of scared of that. And
right.
Oh, they're scared of a plastic Santa?
Well, think about Halloween decorations that you see.
Oh, they're
even
scarier.
20 times worse than that.
Yeah.
But I guess it's not the symbol of Santa Claus. You see, that's what puts people over the edge, John. The symbol of Santa Claus and what he represents.
Well, this is what actually is kind of cool here. Since the display was put in the tree, neighbors have called police to get it removed. But officers said there's nothing they can do because the homeowner is protected under the First Amendment.
F and A, man. F and A. Well, there's a similar story to that somewhere around here in the Chicagoland area, John. Some guy had Santa Claus running away from his sleigh, and there's an arrow in his back. And he's face down on the lawn.
That's not nice, man.
That's funny. Come on.
Oh, man.
That is funny.
Stuff.
I think it is. I I think that's pretty goddamn funny. So, yeah, what else do I got?
Well, John, sometime in this episode, we're going to get to our top five Christmas movies of all time.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about last night.
All right. Last night.
What do we do?
Well,
we met together with some of your friends from high school.
Right. The friends from high school that I have, we all have one thing in common. We all played basketball a lot. And we all played together.
Yeah.
So, every year we get together for Christmas to see each other right before the holidays. We go out to dinner and have drinks. We've been doing this for 20 years.
Right.
So Steve, who's been a guest on our show, is the guy who puts everything together, right?
Right.
So this year, Steve invited John.
Yeah.
Who's never played basketball. Have you played basketball?
No.
Yeah, I can't imagine you'd be any good at it at all.
I'm pretty good, actually.
And
I got this double pump fake, man, that's just out of sight. What are you laughing at, you fuck? What are you laughing at? I'll double pump on your ass.
Dude, man, if we played a game, you wouldn't score a point.
Whatever.
Whatever. So anyway.
I would score a point.
You wouldn't.
I'm sure of it.
No, you wouldn't.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No. It wouldn't happen.
Just because you got those long fucking ape arms and
F&A,
knuckles,
man.
Drag on the ground.
That's right. Fucking I don't even know if you'd get a shot off.
I would. The double pump would just totally fool you.
Wouldn't fool me.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I don't have to jump in the air. That's the thing. I just have to stand there with my ape arms above my head.
You won't have to jump
in the
air. And
you would never get a shot off.
I would get it off.
So, so that you give me the first pump, and what am I? I'm not going to flinch.
I would just jerk off in your face, and then I'd shoot it.
Well, maybe then you would score.
Yeah.
In more than one way.
Jerk off right in your eyes.
Right.
And then I'd dunk it on your ass.
You cocksucker.
Yeah. That's what you'd like.
Mm-hmm.
You're suck my cock.
All right, so I digress. So, Steve invites John. John shows up, and we meet. This year, we met at the Outback. And there's like eight of us, but one of us couldn't show up. So there's only seven of us.
Yeah, I remember Tony was a big basketball player, wasn't he?
Hey, what's with the last
names, man? I like it matters.
Hey, dude, man.
TP.
If Tony played you, I would bet that Tony would win.
Hey, what's with the last names? There's no way.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, he's got some skills.
I got skills, dude.
I doubt it.
Okay, whatever.
So anyway, we get together at the Outback.
I guess I'm as good of a basketball player as you are a drummer.
All right, that's fair. I'll go with that. So we eat at the Outback. We have some drinks, and we just chit-chat. And basically, we just bullshit about shit that happened in the past. It's just reminiscing. That's all
right.
It is.
Right.
Because we really don't talk to each other about, hey, how are your kids, and what are your kids doing? Because, you know, it really doesn't matter.
There really was none of that. It was all about, yeah, remember that chick?
Yeah.
Remember that broad? And I'm thinking, how many fucking times every year that they get together one time a year and this is exactly the same conversation they have over and over again? I cannot imagine that so much went on in your lives in that short period of time in high school and shortly thereafter that you could have not have repeated those same stories at least 50 times.
No. And that's the cool thing about it, is we rarely repeat stories.
Oh, bullshit.
There was a story I was going to tell about Michigan State, because Gay went to Michigan State. And the story that I had was I sharted at Michigan State. But I failed to tell the story because I couldn't get in, you know, that there was talking and I didn't want to interrupt and butt in. And
wait, hold on. I have a story about sharting.
Right.
In my ass.
But I didn't do that.
Panties.
So there are, we were only together probably for 4 years, maybe six, you know, with people coming and going. But there are so many damn stories from those 6 years. It's unbelievable. We don't repeat them.
Wow.
It's hot. So next year, I'm excited to tell my sharting story at Michigan State.
Yeah. Well, can we go somewhere, or if I'm invited again, somewhere where it's more comfortable to sit?
Of course. And that will be interesting to see if you are invited again.
The story here of sitting there and this pain shooting through my neck towards the end because of the uncomfortable seats we were in.
We were in a booth.
In a booth.
Like a bench.
Five big boys and a small chick, and then Dan shows up, so it's six big boys, you know, tall, long legs, and then Steve's sister, right?
Steve's sister and her husband show up, and they extended our table.
Oh, my God, and that's when the pain just started. So when I get home, when you drop me off, I'm sitting there thinking, oh, my God. My neck is killing me. So I pop a couple Advil, and I woke up really funny, and I slept on the couch, and the pain shot up the back of my neck right through my freaking eyebrows. So I forgot I took like four Advil already.
Mm-hmm.
I took four more. So now I'm up to eight within like maybe 4 hours.
That's hot.
All right. So
that's
so
drug
now,
abuse, man.
Yeah, so now I'm sweating, this cold sweat just pouring out of me. And I realized the whole time we were drinking beer, I didn't drink any water. I hadn't drinking any water the whole day.
Got to stay hydrated,
and
man.
And you asked me, hey, have you taken a piss yet? Like, I don't know why you're so fucking concerned, but...
Well, because Steve had taken like four of them because we had to move every time he pissed.
And I don't remember you taking a piss.
I did once, and that's it. And then when I got home, I hardly anything. So I was really dehydrated. So at about 6 in the morning.
Really?
I hurled.
Oh, that sucks. You hurled that ribeye?
I hurled something. I don't know what it was. It was a couple chunks of ribeye.
Because I went with the ribeye on your recommendation.
Yeah.
And it was good.
Yeah.
Maybe some Bloomin' Onion?
I hurled, but I felt good after.
That's brutal.
And it was all water because I, you know, was trying to make up for the deficit, you know, and that doesn't work too well.
Immediately when I got home, I downed 32 ounces, and then I brought another 32 ounces to bed with me.
Oh, that's what I should
have
done.
So that when I wake up, like, at 3 a.m., I can just pound some more water.
Yeah, I didn't do it.
You got to stay hydrated,
man. I fucked up.
Before you even go out, you should have 32 ounces.
Yeah, I know.
That's the way to do it.
I know. I fucked up.
Because hangover, that's all dehydration. That's all it is.
Well, let's take this on to part two. And
now, in part two, I want to hear about your doctor's appointment.
All right.
All right, then.
All right. We'll be back just a click away. And we'll go out with Silver Bells. The catheter version. How about that?
That's hot.
All right.
Thank you for listening to part one of AKC's Total Talk Nonsense. Part two is just a click away.